Good morning. The time is 9:06. The snow has started to fall. Yep, just in the last few minutes, snow has started to fall. It's a little bit darker out there. Temperature stands at 30 degrees. I see actually a little bit of accumulation starting to begin on the roads just outside the windows here on our downtown studios. Again, located at the corner of North 3rd Street and Washington Street. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Again, thanks to Bob Look for joining us for hour number one of the program. Always fun to banty about the issues of the day and even sometimes the issues outside of the day with Bob Look every other Wednesday during the first hour of the program. Coming up in this hour, we'll be joined by the Executive Director of the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, Sean Wright. When he arrives, we'll get him on the air. And then at the bottom of the hour, at about 9:35, we'll be joined by Chad Daly of the Marathon County Public Library. Normally, Chad joins us on Tuesdays, but yesterday he was off, so we pushed it back one day. So Chad Daly will join us talking about what's happening at the library coming up at 9:33 this morning. Also want to note quickly that tonight I'll be back from 6 until 8 p.m., joined by Jeff Gress, the former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach, for the Big High School Sports Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We'll be talking about what's going on in high school boys and girls basketball, high school boys and girls hockey, plus special guest, our coach guest for this week at 6:20. Will be the head coach of the Wausau West boys basketball team. Warriors off to an 8-3 start, getting ready for a big one against DC Everest Friday night, part of a girls-boys doubleheader we'll have right here on WXCO. But Nate Lemons will be our coach guest at 6:20 this evening. And then at 7 o'clock, our student-athlete guest for this week from Mosinee High School, a terrific football, basketball, and baseball player, Keegan Jerschley. He had 35 points, helping Mosinee to a win in their last game. So we'll talk about his very busy high school sports schedule. Keegan Jerschley at 7 o'clock. So that's the Big High School Sports Show tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Did not have time with Bob Look here in the studio in hour number one, but very happy to welcome back our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Didn't feel left out, did you, in the first hour? I hope not.
No, it's okay. It was nice to listen to the conversations. I mean, there was a lot to talk about, but I did like the joke about the Marx Brothers with Ron Johnson. That was, if I Rombo, yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of nicknames for old Ronnie boy, but...
And it sure is nice to see the... A snow finally.
Yeah, I tell you, just started here. Now it's actually slowing down just a little bit. Still light, but we see a little bit of white on the roads right now. But that little bit of a downfall for about 5 minutes there. We'll see how much more. We talked to Brittany Merlot in the last hour, and it looks like we may get a little bit more snow as well. But I know last night was a big night for you. You had your first rehearsal for the Drowsy Chaperone.
Yes, it was. It was so much fun. The first... I read through the script with most of the cast. It was just so much fun because, you know, reading all the lines and you never know what's going to happen. And we were just laughing like crazy because it's such a funny show. And then worked on the vocals for the opening number. And it's actually coming along very nicely. So I'd say we're off to a very good start.
And again, what are the shows?
Oh, that is, let me just pull up the calendar here. That is February 15th, 16th, and 17th And that'll be at the, well, the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point Wausau Theater, but as I call it, the Venega Theater. So just
actually, it's Venega, because I remember, because I remember when Jim Venega was the dean at UW Marathon County. He was a very popular figure here in Wausau, and he honored him with the naming of that theater. So it's actually, again, it's great for you guys to be able to use the resources at UWSP at Wausau. I think that's a fantastic thing. I still miss the shows that they used to provide, and I was part of shows when I went to school there, and even after I was gone from school, I had some really good theatrical productions. Sarah Rudolph was the theater director at UW Marathon County for many, many years. We had her on the program, as she was an actor in one of the shows recently, a community theater show. And again, I think we really miss not having the theatrical productions that used to be a part of the curriculum over at UW Marathon County. And then, unfortunately, with the changeover to a UWSP at Wausau, and the thing about it was the final year for Sarah Rudolph before her retirement was the COVID year. So it was sad that they had their final show all lined up, and it unfortunately got canceled because in the spring of 2020, everything got shut down. So,
It was pretty sad. I hope that someday that maybe they can bring those back, but I don't know if that'll happen or not. But I like to be optimistic.
Very good. And, of course, we had a chance to talk to Gretel Stock, who is the dean in charge at UWSP at Wausau a few months ago, and I actually asked her about that. And from the answer I received, it did not sound like we can expect any theatrical productions that come from within the university community. And the thing about what Sarah Rudolph did was it was partly, you know, a lot of opportunities for the students at the university, but she also had roles that were parts for the community. And I thought it was a really great way to integrate the community within the university. And I think it was something that was a net positive, not just for the theater department, but for the university itself in terms of the, you know, the university. But again, times a change, and we've seen that, of course, with that university. But
indeed,
again, good luck as the process continues. I'm sure we'll keep updating it, and we'll keep talking about it before, and then, of course, we'll get out there and see you in action coming up in less than a couple of months.
Yeah, hopefully, as it gets closer to the show times, we can get some of the cast members on this show.
There you go. There you go. That would be absolutely the plan of attack, though. Make sure we get some either directors and cast members, and you can sit there and you know, throw in a question or two yourself.
So, I would like that.
There you go. Ian Welsh again joining us each morning. Wanted to touch on a little bit of sports here, because last night I was over at Marathon High School as we had the Marathon High School boys basketball team in action. The Red Raiders 10-0 on the season, and really it was a slow start for Marathon. In fact, they were down 7-0. They ended up taking a 31-24 lead at halftime against Colby, and then just dominated the second half, winning by a score of 81-46. It was 10-0 now for the Marathon Red Raiders on the season. Big night for Grant Warren. He had 20 of his 26 points in the second half. Tyler Underwood 17, Andrew Glennon 12 for the Red Raiders. So again, just another fantastic effort for the Marathon High School boys basketball team. Also, congrats to the Wausau East girls basketball team. Just yesterday on this program, had a chance to talk to one of the Lumberjack girls basketball players as Wausau East last night defeated Antigo 73-59. The Lumberjacks made 11 three-point field goals in that game. Claire Cushman, who was our guest yesterday, at 12 points in the game. Also for the Lumberjacks, Sydney Crawford had 20 points, scored, had 5 three-point field goals as well. So really good win for the Wausau East girls basketball team. And again, we'll talk more high school sports tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. Big high school sports show, as I see coming in from the snow. It was snowing a few minutes ago, but Sean Wright, yeah, it's like, I like the jacket. I got to trench myself. I love the long jackets.
I mean, you've got to do it.
Exactly. Exactly. Got the scarf as well. Perfect here as we start 2024. Glad you could come on by.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, new year. New year. It's going to be an exciting one. I know that 2023 was a fantastic year for you and the folks at the Grand Theater, but 2024, and it really, you had a chance to take a deep breath for a couple of weeks, but now back into it. Some great stuff coming in January.
Yeah, it doesn't, you know, didn't last as long as we thought it would, and we're back at it. Yeah, starting Monday night with Stomp, and Monday, Tuesday night, basically sold out, just a few tickets left, so if people want those, they should jump on them, and then, we're off and running again.
Isn't that wonderful to say, okay, we already got our first sellout of 2024 here on the third day?
Yeah, it's really nice to say January 8th, and we've got a sold-out show.
Exactly right, and he said Stomp. I mean, boy, I don't know how many years it's been going on, but I know it's been at least more than a couple of decades that they've been coming to Central Wisconsin.
Absolutely. It was open on Broadway about 35 years ago, recently just closed on Broadway about a year ago, still out touring. So, yeah, this is at least the fifth or sixth time, if not more, that it's come to Central Wisconsin, and people just love it. It's an iconic show.
And just a quick aside, because the reason I remember it is because it must be 25 years ago now, because my dad was never really one that would go to the Grand and see shows, but when Stomp came, he and his girlfriend went, and it was just, loved it. Yeah. You know, it must have been one of the first times that Stomp came here to Central Wisconsin, and it was just, you hear that story, and I think, that's something you also love to hear, is that when people who may not normally go,
definitely
go and have a great time.
Yeah, no, some of those shows, whether it's Stomp, Riverdance, Blue Man Group, those just iconic, spectacle tours, as we call them, that have been out for 25, 30, 35 years. We love. You hear those stories all the time. I don't normally come to the Grand, but I came to saw Stomp, or I came to see Blue Man Group, or Riverdance, or some of the newer shows in that vein, and it's very great. We love that,
and it opens people's minds up to maybe saying, "Okay, I love that. Maybe I'll look at the schedule and say, hey, this looks like something that maybe I can get into."
Absolutely, there's nothing that we love more than seeing people. It's their first time, and have them asking, "Well, what else is coming up?" That's perfect for us.
Exactly. We have to take a 1 minute break. We'll come back, talk more about what's happening at the Grand as we get into 2024, jumping right into the pool, the chilly pool. But we'll talk more with Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. Coming up, the time is 9:18. Looks like the snow has stopped, maybe, or it's coming down very lightly. 30 degrees is the temperature. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. It's a waste to spend your time. Why don't you wait for the call? And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app with Sean Wright, the Executive Director of the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation and the Grand Theater. I was just saying to you, because you're going off to New York, you're going to a booking conference, and I went to my sports metaphors real quickly, but being like a general manager. And I imagine that's a fun part of the job.
It is a fun part of the job, the big APAP conference in New York. It is a very intense 4 or 5 days in New York City. You see a lot of things, talk to a lot of people, some of which you've just... There's a lot out there, let me put it that way. So, and some of it is good, and some of it is, it's art.
how much negotiation is there? Do they have a set price, or are you able to talk about?
Yeah, everything's negotiable, and so the joke is that there's one agency, wonderful agency, but everything on their roster is the same price. It's $35,000. Doesn't matter what it is. And you just sort of go, we both know that's not true. You've got agencies that say, oh, well, this show is you know, whatever one we used to work with is now no longer in business. They would say, oh, our show's 50,000, but we'll give you a special and confidential rate of 20,000. And I'm like, because the show's not $50,000. It's like me telling people, you know, yeah, we're going to price stomp tickets at $500, but I'm going to give you a special and discounted rate of $85 because that's the actual ticket price.
Oh, jeez. So,
yeah, a lot of negotiation. And you know, and frankly, just the biggest thing is that, you know, schedules have to line up. Right. Our schedule, their schedule. You know, right now, the holiday season, if anybody has looked at a calendar in 2024, Thanksgiving is as late as it can possibly be. So that means all the holiday programming shifts into a very, very tight window.
Wow.
Plus all the touring holiday programming. So, yes, right now we'd like to, you know, create some extra days between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, that's got to be tough. Got to be tough. What are you looking at on this trip? Is it for this end of the year, basically?
For the entire 2024-25 season.
Okay.
You know, so starting late summer or fall, as we normally do, and then, yeah, through 25. So, you know, this is where a lot of the conversations with all of our Broadway partners take place, trying to get from the shows right now that are in pencil, trying to take them from pencil to pen and trying to get the dates narrowed down. Broadway shows are notorious for saying, yeah, let's hold these 2 weeks and then we'll get back to you. And it's like, well, we're doing two nights of Stomp. I don't need to hold 2 weeks. I have other shows to fit in. So yeah, a lot of those. And you know, and that was also our arts and education series and our literary voice series and all those series. So yeah, it's a lot of, I think I last looked yesterday, I was already at 37 different agency appointments over the course of 4 days, 4 or 5 days. So,
a whirlwind, to say the least. Huh?
It is.
Well, let's talk again about what's coming up. You mentioned next Monday and Tuesday Stomp. Yeah. Is Monday sold out, did you say?
Both nights are basically sold out. There's a really limited number of tickets left. We had some artist tickets come back yesterday, and I believe a few of those are still available. They may not be by the time
So if you're
back
listening right now and you are interested, you better get right over there, right?
You better get right online and grab those. And then as we get into the rest of the week, a week from today is the, or a week from tomorrow, sorry, is Staying Alive, really fun Bee Gees group. They've been to the Grand multiple times. They've got a longtime promoter who brings them through the area, and there's only about 150 tickets left for that show. And then a show we're really excited about a week from Friday, it's our Lift Every Voice series, and it's going to feature Kalia Universe, who is a fabulous Hmong pop star from St. Paul. And you know, this is our free series to better represent our community, offer people the opportunity to see artists that they wouldn't otherwise see on our stage. And so it is a free series. You just need to reserve your tickets, and we've got a great crowd coming for that show.
I love the poster.
Yeah,
the pink, like a little teddy bear. She looks so adorable with it.
It's a fantastic poster. It catches the eye. And we're so honored. Our great friends at Bridge Community Health Clinic sponsored the Literary Voice series. In fact, they had somebody on their staff who helped us translate some of the posters, some of that you see digitally into printed posters, translated into Hmong, so that we could share it with the community. We want them to come out to the show and see.
Well, that's, again, I love the aspect of what you do, is that there are some shows that, you know, obviously in order to bring them in, the ticket prices have to be what they are. I mean, you talk about the negotiations. Yeah. I mean, it's not inexpensive to bring these shows in, but you still open up the Grand and open up all areas of the Grand to everybody to be able to experience. And I think for folks out there who think, oh, well, it might be a little steep, well, a show like this, I mean, take advantage, just experience it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, yeah, we actually have two Literary Voice shows this month. The Kalia Universe is next week. And at the end of the month, we have an amazing group from Panama called Making Movies. And they're actually going to be here for 2 days. The night before, they're going to do a workshop talking about songwriting and, you know, how you tie in your background and everything into your music, while at the same time making music that people want to listen to and hear. They're really sort of passionate about that.
I was going to say, how does something like that occur? Do they say, hey, we're interested in doing that? Do you ask? I mean, because the first thing that when you say that, it says to me that, boy, these people love what they do. They want to just be able to put their arms around it in every possible way.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing is that they sort of come from all places. Sometimes the artists drive it, sometimes we drive it. You know, this one, I have to, with making movies, I have to give all the credit to Katie Lang on our staff. She saw them at Mile of Music last year and immediately said, you know, I want them for the 10x10 series, or for the Lift Every Voice series, and struck up a conversation with the band. Hey, who books you? Who does this? This is what this series is. And they basically said, yeah, we want to do this. Here's our agent, but we're going to tell them we want to come to Wausau and do this. And, you know, we're total, like, they were, by the time she, you know, emailed me, she was like, yeah, this is done. This is good. Mm. So, yeah, it's really fun when you work with an artist like that. We've got Ron Artis coming in March, and Ron could be playing, you know, House of Blues clubs all over the country, but he wants to be in performing arts centers and he wants to come and do residency. So Ron's going to be here for 3 days before his show, doing residency work throughout the community. And that was a case where, you know, I would have never asked Ron. The guy's played Lollapalooza, he's played Bottle Rock, he's destined for stardom. He was the one who, after his experience, you know, through his agent, called and said, you know, Ron would like to come back, play your main stage, because he wants to develop a residency program that he can take elsewhere, and he'd like to start it in Wausau. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That must make you feel good, though.
It does. It does.
Anything else you want to mention before we give the information out to get those tickets?
Yeah, speaking of tickets, you know, yesterday was our first day. We've debuted our digital ticketing, so that, you know, never fear, if you have your hard tickets already, they're fine. You can continue to get hard tickets, but for those who want the option, it will become sort of our default option. Mm-hmm. You'll have to opt into paper tickets, and just for the convenience of everything, it allows you to share tickets with friends and family easier, allows us to deal with the scalpers a little bit easier, which is definitely a challenge. And so, you know, we're just no different than if you're going to a Packers game or
no,
to
really
a show in about every other venue,
even high school events.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. But for those who are, you know, we're still accepting both for the time being, so people don't have to be concerned.
And again, where do you go for all the information?
Yeah, the easiest place to go is grandtheater.org.
Sean Wright, thank you again for joining us.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Hey, we're going to have a news update and then come back and talk to Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library. That's coming up here as we continue on this Wednesday morning. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
It brought to you by NFHSnetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
A happy new year to everyone out there, and we're looking forward to another great year of high school sports coverage at wisports.net. Last week, we wrapped up 2023 with some outstanding holiday hoops events around the state. At the Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook Shootout in Mequon, Division III top-ranked St. Thomas More split a pair of games, falling in a spotlight Wednesday night game to Wisconsin Lutheran 83-73 after being down by 30 points at halftime. The Cavaliers rebounded with an impressive win on Friday, defeating Nicolet 86-79 in overtime as senior Amari McCautry scored a game-high 37 points. Defending D1 champ De Pere stayed unbeaten, first dispatching second-ranked Marquette 78-61 on Thursday before a 73-58 win against third-ranked Homestead a day later. Junior Wisconsin commit Zach Kinziger scored a combined 52 points in the two games. Cumberland is just 3-4 on the season, but the Beavers got quite a highlight in the Rice Lake tournament on Friday, as junior Gavin Gores went for 51 points and 19 rebounds in a 71-59 victory against Regis. The 6'9 big man has offers from UW-Green Bay, South Dakota State, and Loyola. The highest scoring output of the season so far in boys' hoops came last week, when Sun Prairie West Chris Davis Jr. finished with 61 points as the Wolves held off Carmen Northwest 103-91. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, that snow shower that I was talking about at the top of the hour has come to an end. A little bit of snow on the ground, but temperatures still hanging around 30 degrees. We'll update you on the weather coming up again in just a few minutes. But first, it's great to have back for the first time in 2024. It's great to see all these folks that we've been talking to over the last year coming back now for 2024. Chad Daly from the...
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year as well. Yeah, normally,
happy to be here.
Normally we could talk to you on Tuesdays, but you had a chance to recharge, get away from a little bit. And always a great time of year to do that and to get ready for a big start of 2024.
Little breather before we start up once again with 2024 programs at the library and just everything else we have going on. Yeah, we are lucky enough to have a couple of days off, and I added a couple more in there on my own, so that was nice. But we're back at it, regular hours until the 15th, for the county does kind of an in-service, so they're calling it Imagine. We'll be closed on Monday the 15th, but other than that, we're back open, regular hours, and lots of programs going on, lots of new material always coming in for people to check out. Yeah,
it's really a time of renewal. Mm-hmm. You start now the kids were off for a couple of weeks during the holidays. Now they'll be getting back to school, and again, it's just a chance to maybe start over again. But as you said, the programs continue, and that's one of the things that's been very interesting in terms of talking to you over the last couple of months.
For sure,
is that you have so many interesting programs, and again, targeting different groups as well. And I think if you're somebody that is interested in maybe spreading the wings a little bit, taking a look at some of the activities going on at the library is a great place to start.
That's funny, because one of our programs next week is a Wings of Fire party.
I did not know that.
We're doing some crafts and other things related to the very popular Wings of Fire book series. This is a series by Tui T. Sutherland, has sold millions of copies worldwide, very popular. That's going to be next Tuesday, the 9th, at 3:30 at our Mosinee branch. But speaking of renewal, just a plug for our library card, if you haven't used yours in a while. With MCPL, they do expire every couple of years, just so we can make sure everything's up to date and all of that. So if you haven't been to the library in a while, you're not sure, give us a call, stop in. If you're in the system, we can get you a new card. Or if you haven't signed up for one yet, there's no good reason not to. They're free. Just takes a couple of minutes. You can fill out a card application online. You would need to then come in to pick it up if it's approved, but you can start the process online, or if you just want to come in, there's a paper form. Just takes a few minutes and you're good to go with all we have to offer. But you do not need a library card to attend any of the programs we have coming up. We have this next week as well, couple of programs on long-term care. So if it can be kind of a daunting task arranging long-term care for a loved one, we have a couple of programs going on next week. On Monday at 10:30 out at our Stratford branch, and on Wednesday the 10th at 4 p.m. at our Edgar branch. We mentioned the Wings of Fire party on Tuesday the 9th. We also have our popular Pokemon Club at various locations, including next week here in Wausau on Tuesday at 4 p.m. And then on Wednesday next week, the 10th, we have our monthly social hour at MCPL Wausau. These are all MCPL, but at our Wausau location. This is one that we started doing, I think, over the spring, maybe summer. And we just open up one of our rooms and invite people to come in and talk to each other about whatever they want to talk about. There's no agenda. We put some questions out for icebreakers, that sort of thing. But it's really just a chance for people to meet and talk about whatever. And we actually received a very nice card from somebody who has been coming to one of them. And she mentioned that she's made some friends at this, and then they're now getting together for other activities outside of these library meetings. And that was so nice to hear. That's the best possible, you know, kind of outcome for a program like that.
That is
so.
Such a wonderful story. And yeah. again, and especially, in the, and what a wonderful idea. I mean, I don't know if it was you or one of your colleagues who came up with that one, but that's a grade A idea, especially in this time where we get so, I mean, whether you're out or whether you're home, you're caught up in your phone all the time, you're caught up on your computer all the time, to go back and just have an opportunity without, you know, as you said, an agenda, to be able to talk, to be able to have interpersonal communication, and then especially when you're able to meet people that, hey, boy, there's somebody else who's interested in this, or a chance to bounce ideas off. That is fantastic. What time is that meeting at?
That's the second Wednesday of the month. We do one in the afternoon at 1 p.m. and then in the evening at 6:30 p.m. if people are working during the day and want to come out and hang out at night. So, yeah, Wausau Social Hour on the 10th. That's next Wednesday. So it's a lot of fun. And Edgar, our Edgar branch is starting up a new one after school art. So kids and teens can come into the library a couple times a month, including next Wednesday from 3 to 5 and then again on the 24th. But they'll put out a bunch of art supplies, and you can just come in and do whatever you want. It doesn't have to be homework, or before you get to the homework at home, you can come in and make some art projects. And so these are the kinds of things, you know, they're fairly relatively simple for the library to put together. But again, it's just a chance for people to come in and for the library to be kind of a hub, just a space for people to come in and do whatever. So we're happy to do that. And our Mosinee branch, too, has going on now through the 13th. You can come in. They have their own supplies to make homemade journals and notebooks. So if maybe one of your resolutions is to start a journal or something like that, or you just need a notebook or a journal with a little flair to it, come on, stop by the Mosinee branch. They'll have this supplies out all the time, you know, during regular business hours. So, yeah, lots going on over the next couple of weeks. And I kind of help coordinate programs across the system. So I see all of the programs that come in, and we try to plan things out 2 or 3 months in advance at least. And so I'm already looking at all of the great programs that we have planned in March and even into April and all of that. So so that's on top of the regular stuff like book clubs and story times and all of that. And so, yeah, lots going on program wise, but as far as some other resources that the library has available, if maybe you made a different resolution to learn a foreign language this year, we can help with that. We have access to a program called Mango Languages. You can access it through our website. There's also an app that you can put either Apple or Android phones. And it's all free with your library card. You can learn anything from Spanish to Swahili to Polish or German, whatever. So, yeah, we have that's one of the many online resources that we have available, like Consumer Reports. You have full access to their full archive. And so lots going on with the online resources side of things too. We're always happy to suggest those to patrons, you know, when the time comes up, when it's appropriate. So
again, we're talking to Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library here on Bull Falls Radio. And when you were talking just a moment ago about, you know, some of these, you know, programs, but also we've talked about in the past about, you know, if you are looking to learn something as that can help you, whether it's, you know, especially technology that can be so intimidating at times where
it is.
you may not know where to start, but often the library is a great place to start, at least to get some information on how, if you have a question about whether it's laptop computers or other computer programs, especially now as we get into the new year. I mean, there's a lot of online taxes and stuff like that
taxes,
as well. I tell
gifts,
you,
there's, people received gifts over the holidays, maybe.
There's just a lot of, I mean, even if we don't mention a specific program, I bet you if they ask, you may have at least a way to start in some of these areas,
absolutely.
Correct?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, we can help people with some of those things. If it's something that's a little more involved, like getting set up with a tablet. We ask maybe make an appointment.
Right.
You can just give us a call. We'll set up a time that works for you and us. But yeah, I just helped a couple last week who have a new iPad. Their granddaughter got all the basics kind of set up for them, but that was really it, all they had time for, and they just wanted some help learning how to use it, how to get onto the internet, that sort of thing. So, yeah, we try and stay, stay informed on, what's coming out, the kind of devices that are coming out. And part of what I do, the other side of what I do aside from programming is reference work. And yeah, I mean, our reference team, and even just the staff at the branches, we aim to help people find the information they're looking for, whether it's taxes or medical information or technology or how to set up an app on the phone or what is an app on the phone,
And that's one of the things people may think,
it's an app.
You can't.
What do you mean?
You can't assume. Again,
exactly.
Things change. Again,
absolutely.
I think one of the wonderful aspects of the library is to have that ability to ask even what may seem like the simplest question.
Sure, absolutely. It sounds cliche, but there really is no such thing as a dumb question, because everybody has different experiences, different knowledge about different things, and so there's no nobody should ever feel intimidated by asking us questions, because we get it. I mean, we see people who have never used a computer before coming in and needing to apply for a job. So we can try and help get started with that, or resume help, that sort of thing. And, it's, we take it pretty serious to try and find the correct, reliable, trustworthy information for people on various subjects. Somebody called on the phone last week and wanted kind of a rundown on what's happening in Israel and the Gaza Strip. And so it's kind of like, that's pretty complicated.
You didn't say, I'm glad you asked.
I did. I mean, yeah, it's a good question, I would say. Yeah, but that was one where you're kind of trying to scramble to sum up a very complicated situation over the course of a relatively short phone call.
Hopefully point in the right direction, at least, as well.
Exactly.
Again, for folks who want to check you out online, what's the website?
MCPL.us.
Marathon County Public Library.
Yep.
So MCPL. If you want.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, I assume you'll be back on Tuesday in a couple of weeks.
Tuesday, yes.
We'll look forward to that. Again,
thank you very much.
Appreciate you coming by.
Oh, it's always great. Thank you.
Chad Dally from the Marathon County Public Library. 9:49 is the time. One more segment to go. We'll wrap things up coming up here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 12:30.
I'm Chad Holmes. Join former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We do nothing but talk high school sports for 2 hours every Wednesday night. Plus special guests. Each Wednesday, we'll be joined by one of our area high school head coaches, plus a student-athlete guest as well. In addition, Jeff and I will break down what's going on in boys and girls high school basketball and boys and girls hockey in central Wisconsin. It's the Big High School Sports Show, every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30, bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Plus, if you missed the show, just go to bullfallsradio.com/sports or wherever you get your podcasts. Can you feel it?
at home show on Full Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Can you feel it? The snow is coming down. Light snow here in Wausau. Time is 9:52, 30 degrees. It is January the 3rd of 2024. Yep, it is still 2024. Day number 3 of 2024, 363 days remaining because, again, it is a 366-day year with the leap year. We'll have a February 29th coming up in just under 2 months. But some famous events have occurred on this date in history. If you go back to 1496... January the 3rd of 1496, Leonardo da Vinci unsuccessfully tested a flying machine. On this date in 1871, margarine was patented. On this date in 1888, the drinking straw was patented. On this date in 1899, the first known use of the word automobile appeared in an editorial in the New York Times. On this date in 1959, Alaska was admitted as the 49th U.S. state. On this date in 1987, Aretha Franklin became the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. On this date in 2009, the Bitcoin network was created as the first block of the digital currency was mined by a person or group of people using the name Satoshi Nakamoto. And on this date in 2021, 3 years ago today, in a recording released to the media, Donald Trump told Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, "I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have." Some famous folks are celebrating their birthday today. Actor Victoria Principal played Pam on Dallas, is 74 years old today. Actor, controversial figure in recent years, Mel Gibson, actor, director, 68 years old today. Formula One legend Michael Schumacher, 55 years old today. And Michael Schumacher's story is a pretty sad one recently. Of course, he was, I think, a seven-time champion in F1, the greatest in many people's mind ever. And then he retired. And then shortly after he retired, he was on a skiing vacation with his wife and children. And he crashed and his head hit a rock. He was wearing a helmet, but still hit the rock, caused major head injuries. We have not seen or heard from Michael Schumacher since. And that's been about a decade. So again, just sad that Michael Schumacher not able to live that energetic life that he had as a Formula One champion. But the legend Michael Schumacher, 55 years old today. Actor and author Danica McKellar, of course, played Winnie Cooper on The Wonder Years, also author of 6 mathematics books, a very brilliant young lady, 49 years old today. Former NFL quarterback for the New York Giants, Eli Manning, 43 years old today. Actor Florence Pugh from Black Widow, Little Women, and also Oppenheimer, 28 years old today. Activist Greta Thunberg, turning 21, only 21, and she's done so much already. And actor Regan Rivard, Missy on Young Sheldon, is 16 years old today. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Festival of Sleep Day. It is Humiliation Day. That's not good.
No, it's not.
J.R.R. Tolkien Day.
Oh, yeah, great author.
It is Chocolate-Covered Cherry Day.
That sounds good.
It is Drinking Straw Day, because as I mentioned earlier, the anniversary of the invention of the drinking straw. It is Write to Congress Day, so I will be sending a note to Ron Johnson today. It is Women Rock Day, and it is Vampire Sneeze Practice Day. What that means is you should, when you sneeze, instead of sneezing into your hand or just sneezing into the air, you should do it into your elbow, basically. So that is Vampire Sneeze Practice Day. So, our number for the day.
Okay.
All right. We're going to, I'm going to give you again what... I'm going to give you what The number is 4 today, and then you'll give me the number. Give me a guess on the number.
Okay, I'm ready.
Our number for the day is the barrels of oil produced each day in the U.S. in 2023, which surpassed the pre-COVID historic high. Okay. So how many barrels of oil produced each day in the United States of America in 2023?
Well, yesterday my guess was too low, so I'm going to aim a little higher this time. I'm going to... Hey, about 2 billion?
You went the other way. You're way too high today.
Darn it.
You should have flipped them around. You've been a lot closer. Yeah. The number is 12.4 million. So 12.4 million barrels of oil produced each day in the U.S. in 2023.
I'm actually happy to be proven wrong.
You're right. You're exactly right. Well, thanks again to our guest today, Bob Look. Also, Sean Wright and Chad Daly. Tomorrow, at the start of the show, we'll be joined by our Up North News colleague, Pat Kreitlow. First time we'll talk to Pat in a while. He was off for the last couple of weeks of 2023. So Pat Kreitlow joining us at the top of the show. Ian, have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
And stick around. Askles, Wisconsin, coming up after 10 here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.